Welcome to the Ask Dr. Deanna Show. I'm Dr. Deanna Osborne, your host. Join me weekly as I cover various health-related lifestyle medicine topics that you get to request. This show is for anyone who wants to proactively improve their health position. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Ask Dr. Deanna. Today, we are going to go back and look at the last two episodes that I did. We basically talked earlier. The last two episodes were really on metabolic dysfunction. And specifically, the first one was on reversing type 2 diabetes. And then last week, we talked about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is also a form of metabolic dysfunction. So these things have a lot in common, and they actually go hand in hand. A type 2 diabetic is definitely a risk for metabolic dysfunction or fatty liver disease. And, you know, also people who have fatty liver, likewise, are also at risk of developing other issues. So it's all metabolism related. So it is absolutely metabolic dysfunction. And so today, what I wanted to do was go through and spend a little more time talking about some of the supplements, some of the things that I would recommend in addition to diet to basically help manage these diseases. There is absolutely, when you're dealing with a metabolic dysfunction, there is no replacement for diet. And primarily, the diet is going to be a low carb, basically low sugar, no processed foods. You know, the thing that I like to say is no sugar, no grain, nothing to eat after dinner. Some intermittent fasting will absolutely do wonders for these diseases as well. So just be sure to know there's no replacement for diet when it comes to dealing with metabolic dysfunction. But there are some great things that can help, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. So the first of which is a supplement that I love to use. I've used it often in my practice. It is called inositol. And inositol is actually used in a lot of different conditions. It basically has been found, studies have found that it works really, really well to help with cellular signaling. It helps with insulin sensitivity. So remember, we're trying to make our cells more sensitive to the insulin that our pancreas makes so that we don't have to make as much insulin. And then it also is a neurotransmitter modulator. So it really has been utilized very much in the mental health space as well. And it has been shown to lower blood sugar levels. I've often called inositol sort of a natural metformin. Metformin is a type 2 diabetes drug that's commonly used. It's kind of the first line of therapy for type 2 diabetes. And I've even had women who were pregnant and develop, you know, pushing toward type 2 diabetes or gestational diabetes, end up using inositol. It's a naturally occurring substance. And again, we know that it can have a dramatic impact on things like, you know, polycystic ovarian syndrome, a lot of mental health, primarily looking at anxiety and depression because of its impact on neurotransmitters, specifically the serotonin one. It absolutely can be helpful with the whole concept of metabolic dysfunction, and believe it or not, even sleep issues, because it has an impact on circadian rhythms. So anyway, it's a very potent supplement. I am absolutely a fan. And I will tell you that you can get it just in pure powder form, and you can add it to a drink. You also can get it mixed in with other supplements. That you know, one of my favorite supplements that I talk about sometimes for anxiety and depression is a product called Serenity. Serenity is made by Orthomolecular, and that has about a gram of inositol in it per serving. And again, Serenity is for mood. I use it for patients all the time for anxiety and depression. But again, it's got several things in there that help with neurotransmitters, but it's also got this inositol in it. So it is there. And sometimes when when you are dealing with a couple of things, if you can get one supplement that kind of addresses both, it's always a great thing, right? But you can get just pure powder form inositol, either in a capsule or in a powder with a scoop as well. Those are actually, both of those products are available on our FullScript site, which is, you can go to the FullScript site. It's just us.fullscript.com/welcome/DOsborne. Okay. You have to have the provider name in there to be able to access that. But Serenity is made by Ortho Molecular. Again, that does have the inositol in it. There's also a great product made by Pure Encapsulations that's just pure inositol as well. So those are just a couple of products that I use. Again, inositol is commonly used to treat endocrine, reproductive, metabolic, and neurological disorders. It is actually similar to an SSRI as well. That's where you see some of the neuro or just some of the mood stuff kind of come into play. It has been shown in studies to reduce fasting insulin levels, which that's a win. Remember earlier in the month, I said, you know, when I'm doing annual wellness exams on patients, particularly if they're overweight, I'm going to check a fasting insulin level because I want to know, you know, what this level is. If the patient's fasting and their insulin level is, you know, elevated, we definitely have a problem because their insulin level is going to be even higher than that when they're in a non-fasting state. The inositol has also been shown to have a positive impact on something called HOMA-IR, which is just a calculation that we do to determine insulin resistance. So it helps to lower that. It also helps lowering leptin, triglycerides, and it also improves HDL. So it is an incredible supplement, one that can be used not only for helping to reverse type 2 diabetes, but also can be used for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease because, again, it is going to help in all these areas when you're driving insulin down, pulling that insulin level down. That's going to help contribute to weight loss. That's really what that equates to. Also, I like to throw out vitamin D as a supplement because vitamin D has also been shown to improve insulin sensitivity. So, you know, it's just critical that we check the vitamin D levels and that we make sure that we're at optimal levels with vitamin D because of the impact, not just the impact that vitamin D has on insulin sensitivity, but vitamin D is a critical player when it comes to the immune system. So thinking about the autoimmune, which we'll go into next week, but looking at autoimmune disorders, vitamin D becomes very important. But even more than that, it has been shown to be somewhat of a mood stabilizer, and that is most likely because of its effect on dopamine receptors, which dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's your, you know, hey, I feel great, pleasure-seeking neurotransmitter, and again, vitamin D can have an impact there. So far, we have gone over a lot with type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance, you know, diet being the primary thing. There are some supplements that you can use. And speaking of the supplements, you guys, it's always a good idea to check with your physician, check with your functional medicine person, you know, find out, you know, what to use, how much to use, all of that. Definitely want to work with somebody there. But with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, there's also been a tremendous link to gut dysbiosis. And, you know, we know when it comes to weight loss specifically, if the microbiome, okay, so that's the gut bugs, are not functioning at optimal levels or are not in the right balance, that you basically are more likely to struggle with obesity. So it matters what's going on with the bacteria in your gut. They do have an impact on weight. And I believe that's the reason that we see that also tied to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because if your gut is not functioning properly, then it is more likely that you're going to have some issues, with fatty liver as well. The diet that is recommended for fatty liver is, again, no sugar, no grains, nothing to eat after 7, get on the intermittent fasting bandwagon. And it's basically, in most of the medical literature, you will see a recommendation for a low glycemic index diet. That's what I just said. no sugar, no grains. That would be low glycemic index. And then also more Mediterranean in style. So, you know, moving more toward wild-caught fish, for example, with that. In addition to diet and correcting the gut, you know, getting a really good, you know, probiotic on board to help with gut diversity. Also, I like to use Silmarin. Silmarin is also called milk thistle. People commonly call it milk thistle. And Silmarin does a great job of helping to protect liver cells from damage. And again, any kind of liver disorder, I think that Silmarin is great. You can take a Silmarin supplement. Sometimes people will use a Silmarin tea, and that's a great way to go, or a milk thistle tea. In fact, that's something that I typically drink every day. There are some studies or some research that will say that it is helpful from a detoxification standpoint. I know that there are certain groups that will use it as an antidote of, you know, for a poisoning. There's actually a mushroom that you can eat that will cause liver necrosis or death of liver cells, and that's actually what they give people is Silmarin when they've ingested this poisonous mushroom somewhere out west. But in addition to those things, okay, so Silmarin, you've got your gut probiotics, looking at diet, all of that. It's also really, really important to make sure that your vitamin D levels are adequate. That's not just with type 2 diabetes, but it's also non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, because these diseases are so interconnected and so related. Vitamin E is also a supplement that is commonly used. It's going to be anti-inflammatory. So when you see fatty liver, not only do you have fatty infiltration into the liver, but you've also got a lot of inflammation going on. So we're kind of focusing on reducing that inflammatory load, reducing any toxin load, et cetera. So vitamin D, vitamin E, artichoke is actually something that's very good. And some people will take that in supplement form. Curcumin is also a supplement that is widely used as an anti-inflammatory and has been shown to have a positive effect on blood vessels, on cognitive, on just so many different areas, and on joints as well. So anybody who's having any type of arthritis, inflammatory condition, curcumin is a wonderful addition there. And then, like I said, the probiotics really become an important piece of this. So what we've seen is that if you have a leaky gut, if your gut is just not right, you know, this is one of the reasons that in my practice, so many times, there could be a variety of conditions, and I'm going to ask questions about the gut. I'm going to ask questions about the diet. I'm going to ask questions about how that whole thing is functioning, because I know that I can make a difference there. And that if we do a little gut work, a lot of times many of these things will resolve on their own. And, you know, first and foremost, when we're dealing with this metabolic dysfunction, I used to always feel so badly for this whole group of people. And it's because they're the people who, if they look at a carbohydrate, they will gain 5 pounds. You know, you know, if you're in that category, that is typically metabolic dysfunction. Their metabolism is just much slower, and it is having a very negative impact on the entire system. So when we look at insulin resistance, fatty liver, both of these combined, this is not just an issue that is affecting one area or one organ. It's tremendous. It's affecting every single cell. Okay, this is all impacting, you know, every cell in the body. And so to make a change here, to adapt a lifestyle, okay, that is, you know, one that's low sugar, low carb, you know, including the intermittent fasting, doing all the things, get rid of the processed foods, eating healthy, just really taking care of yourself will absolutely make a difference. And I know it's going to save so many people in the long run. So plug in next week. And as we, you know, delve into a little more on autoimmune. And hey, if you feel like you're in this category of insulin resistance and the fatty liver, and you are really looking for answers and you need, you know, a little assistance there, you might also check out restorationhealthllc.com. Restoration Health focuses primarily on hormone balance and on weight management, both through a natural approach and then also we'll use some medication as well. It's physician assisted for weight loss. So again, we know that managing weight has a tremendous impact on these diseases as well. And in some cases, you know, that's the direction to go. But if you've not listened to the series in February on intermittent fasting, go back and listen to that. Learn what to do because that is an easy lifestyle to adapt and to, you know, make your own and to just get into a groove or a rhythm with it. And it will absolutely serve you well. So thanks so much for joining me. Make sure to plug in next week. I hope you enjoyed that episode. For more information, visit me at deannaosborne.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Deanna Osborne. I really want to hear from you, so message me. I love taking your messages and creating topics from them. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share my show with those who have an interest in health and wellness. Thank you for tuning in and see you next week.